When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're two unique guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Two overtimes. Instant wimps. Classic. Wimps. Two overtimes. Talk to me when you get to quad overtime. When we get to midnight. That's what I want to know. March Madness, a little mad last night, and coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show today, we will be talking about tonight's games. Baylor play-by-play man John Morris is going to join us. Yesterday, Wyatt Thompson was with us from Kansas State. He had a whale of a game last night, and could Baylor have the same type of game tonight? We'll find out from John Morris. Also, as we get ready to go to Kansas City for the NCAA Women's Basketball Regionals, we will be joined by the head coach at Kentucky, Matt Mitchell. They're taking on the Huskers, and we'll hear what he has to say about his team, which was picked near the bottom of the SEC. They were even a longer shot than Nebraska to be where they are right now. And we'll talk with Coach Mitchell. Also, we'll once again catch up with Brenda Van Langen, UNK alum, but of course now doing all kinds of work with ESPN and living in Kansas City. She'll be down there, but tonight she'll be broadcasting the Division II National Championship game. RMAC has a team in both championships, men and women. The men's game is tomorrow right here on ESPN. Tonight, Fort Lewis takes on Emporia. Those two teams knocked out the top two teams in the country last time around in Franklin Pierce and Gannon, and so they'll be playing tonight for the national championship. We'll talk with her towards the end of the show today, not just about that, but about Division I. She was at the regional out in Tempe, Arizona, where Georgia emerged. We'll talk about the Nebraska game and the whole field of Sweet 16 on the women's side as well, but we want you to join us, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, anytime you want to chime in. And, of course, we love your emails to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. If winners beat you around, check things out with your vehicle. Free estimate from the gang at the Dent Popper. And, of course, the address to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't tell me it's parody. Just tell me once again it's... I feel a little bit sad for the college game when all they're saying now is, well, the teams that are still alive are these mid-majors that have all the seniors that have stuck around and played together. And these teams like Kansas and Syracuse and whoever else, North Carolina doesn't even make the tournament. They'll have an excuse if Duke gets knocked out tonight. You know, they're not full of seniors, really. They're full of prima donnas is what they are. Syracuse, you couldn't finish that against Butler last night when you were clearly the better team. Clearly. And I say that because you were down 12. And you just, like, matter-of-factly come back and take a four-point lead and then don't score again until it's over? You give up 11 straight points to Butler?
Well, my disappointment with Syracuse is you've got kids at this time. You know, shame on Jim Boeheim, I'll say it. You get a coach that magnitude that apparently can't teach the game to his kids. You fall behind by a point, by 3 points. So what do you do? You run down there, take an off-balance three-pointer, three hands in your face.
Are you coming over to the correct side?
It's just...
Are you getting on board with me? Three-point game, 55 seconds left. It's like there's 2 seconds left. Let's just throw it up.
I don't care if you can dribble the ball. If you can't process a game and functionally play it mentally, then get off my team. You're not a championship Rutans or whatever. Vamoosh, back to Israel or wherever it is you come from. Back to Europe. Vamoosh, you're gone. No longer are you on my team. What a dumb play. And to do it in this magnitude, just embarrassing. And I'm with you, Doug. Syracuse had more talent in the tips of their toes than Butler's gotten in every player out there.
Tell me Kansas State is not the most talented team left on that entire half of the bracket.
No doubt.
Northern Iowa, Michigan State, Tennessee, Ohio State, Butler, Kansas State. Kansas State, looks like they could go to the national championship game. And they were tested last night, and I think a lot of that had to do with Xavier playing them before. But this was at least a tight game all the way throughout, and Xavier threw in some absolute bombs just to get this to overtime and second overtime and stay in this basketball game. And Kansas State finally got them to miss one, and they win it 101-96 in double overtime. Some great excitement in Salt Lake City last night.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
oh, and by the way, Barry Collier's going to the Elite Eight with Butler.
God, I just threw up in my mouth. You know what? Cornell.
Looks orange.
Dumbed it down.
Is that the sweet and tangy?
Dumbed it down. And as good as they could versus Kentucky, just the talent prevailed. Now, you go back. Jim Boeheim, shame on him, too, for convincing everybody that the center, Onuaku, would be back. The kid wasn't going to play. Jim Boeheim knew that. Jim Boeheim wanted the number one seed. Probably should have been a two or three seed without him. Shame on you, Jim Boeheim. There's a reason you've never been the National Coach of the Year.
So West Virginia would have been over in that bracket then as the number one? And Syracuse would have been lumped in with Kentucky at Syracuse?
Well,
how fair would that have been? So, also last night, because unless you watched the split coverage, if you were just watching it locally, one TV, you saw hardly any of the West Virginia-Washington game, which wasn't a very good game. But what I saw, and I'll have to go to finally mentioning the officiating a little bit, you know what? If the coach does get teed up, I'm on the coach's side anymore. You know, you're this deep, you don't want to get teed up. But if you're eventually getting jobbed, consistently getting jobbed, you've got to stand up for your players. And last night that happened at a key point in the basketball game, and Washington could not recover. It was an eight-point game. Washington got a bad call. All of a sudden it's technicals and shots and the ball, and it goes out to 12 or 13 almost immediately, and West Virginia cruises in 69-56. Washington kind of showed the team that they really are last night, but... You hate to see technical fouls at this point of the tournament. I can see it when the little guy thinks he needs every call the first day of the second round. But now, everybody that's left deserves to be there. They've beaten somebody that's good. And boy, Washington sure didn't get the calls last night. And Cornell, I don't know, that was a weird game. Because they actually got out of the gates good. 10-6, you know, midway through. And then all of a sudden, Kentucky found a way to just go bonkers. And then they go crazy and score 26 points, and it goes from a 10-6 Cornell lead to 32-16 at the half. Kentucky, this great basketball team, Tony, scored 8 points in just under 16 minutes to start the second half last night. 16 minutes, the supposed great Wildcats with the best player in college basketball, John Wall, scored 8 points.
Because Cornell dumbed it down so bad for them. They didn't know what to do.
Well, they got it to eight. They got it to eight and couldn't get it any closer, which is amazing when Kentucky just went on that huge run. I mean, for 30 minutes of the game, Cornell played better than Kentucky. And the 10 that Kentucky went on a run was pretty phenomenal.
But the talent just overshadowed everything. And I don't
Well, so, Butler beat Syracuse.
Well.
I'd have rather seen Cornell win than Butler.
Well, sure you would have, because you said Kentucky had no chance.
Well, we're getting down to our brackets, Daddy. You know, they're very very similar, and of course, Derek will tell us who's leading the Doug and Daddy bracket challenge here in just a moment. But we are tied way, way back.
Yeah, it's, you know, when Kansas blew it up, that's the start of the downfall. But now it's just a conglomeration of poop.
In our main bracket. Three of my four Final Four are actually still alive, and it is so bad. Of course, I had Kansas winning, but I had Kansas State, Duke, and West Virginia in the Final Four, along with Kansas, and then Kansas beating Duke in the final. You had Duke beating Kansas. So basically, it comes down to Duke needs to win it all, I think, for you to do the happy dance. Otherwise, I once again will show my domination of you.
Okay, Doug, but I'm still going to say you got Butler's going to the Elite Eight, great. They have zero chance to win the national title. They have 0.0 chance to win a national title.
Okay, I said it about Kentucky. You can't say that about Butler because there's no power left over there. There's no, they've already beaten one of the unbeatables in Syracuse. You got nobody that's been there before on that side of the bracket, Michigan State, but they are hurt, and they are not what they have been. Nobody else that's remaining in this tournament, Tennessee, Northern Iowa, Ohio State. I mean, none of these kids have been there before. And remember, if Butler upsets Kansas State, Butler, located in Indianapolis, Indiana,
right,
will be playing in Indianapolis, Indiana, for the championship in the Final Four. They would be playing at home, which I don't think would be such a big deal because it's all corporate crap, so you wouldn't have true Butler fans, as many as normal, getting in there to Hinkle Fieldhouse because it's over at the Dome. But still, it would be a little bit Butler crazy. They're one win away from making it very, very strange.
Okay, we're four basketball games away from the Elite Eight, and right now I've got five teams. The rest, throw the rest out.
You can't. Did you write Baylor?
Yep.
They got no chance to win the title.
Have you watched Baylor this year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Daddy likes them because they're long.
A normal team in the Big 12. An average team in the Big 12. Not a great team by any means. A good team. A very good team.
But you're
being overshadowed. Like you said right now, we still have the possibility of an Ohio State, Kansas State, Kentucky, Duke Final Four. That wouldn't be the worst thing that ever happened. 2 1s and 2 2s.
No, you're right. First time, though, the 2 2 1s have been knocked out, what, since 05, before the Elite Eight, to get to the Elite Eight. I think that the basketball... Did you like the... Okay, you brought up the officiating... In the with the technicals, they don't call the foul when Kansas State is clearly trying to foul him. You know what? I kind of go back on Kansas State there, and I say, first of all, Frank Martin, you got a timeout. Don't you go, when you're coming out of that Clemente, don't you go to that official. You got to let somebody know. Communication's part of the game. Here's what we're trying to do. Those guys are going 100 miles an hour. They're knocking the hell out of one another inside. So then you grab a jersey, and yeah, the jersey was pulled out 6 or 8 inches when you put it in slow motion. Well, when they're running full blast down the floor, you don't see that. I just wish that those guys say, hey, here's what we're trying to do. Here's what we're trying to do. We're going to let him get over half court, and then I'm not trying to intentionally foul him. We're going to foul him. Official goes, thank you for telling me that. They get over half court. As soon as he puts his hands on him, it's over. It stops all the confusion. It stops Frank Martin's blood pressure from going over 300.
Till he jumps at him, misses him, and the official blows his whistle because he's anticipating the call. Doug and Daddy, again, I look at this. We still are not to the point in the Doug and Daddy bracket on ESPN.com where you can tell who's gonna be bringing home the top prizes because... Most of the people, I mean, even the top two people still have Kansas to win their national championship, so there's no way they can win, theoretically, unless, I mean, again, everybody that has Kansas, if Northern Iowa wins the national championship, I suppose that brings everybody back into the fold, because nobody has Northern Iowa. So, okay, or a Butler. But it's got to, for everybody that has Kansas to finish in the top 25 or 30, I think Northern Iowa or Tennessee has to win it because nobody has them. There's a Michigan State's in there to get it to the Final Four, Ohio State. But even the people with West Virginia and Kentucky, we've got a Stromer and a Davis, which you don't know anything about. So, I mean, Tony, you don't know who that is. One has West Virginia, one has Kentucky, but I think they both have them playing Kansas in the national championship game. And then a whole bunch. I look all the way down. You look at that PPR, possible points remaining. All the way down in the 20th place is D. Thompson, who has Ohio State. Then there's a few Kentuckys with a Christensen, a Bracket Buster, and a Shank boy. All right there that have either Kentucky or Ohio State. I think they're in pretty good contention for that 32-inch high-definition television from Premier Rental and Purchase in Kearney, which is our grand prize. And, of course, you can go to ESPNSuperstation.com, see what that television looks like. We've got it right there on the front page while you're there. Vote on our Sun Heat Hot Topic. How far do you think the Nebraska women's basketball team will go in the NCAA tournament? Interesting. A lot of people have them going to the Final Four or to the final game. so far. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and when we come back, the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris, after this.
Weekend mornings are hard to wake up and get going. So Sportsman's Restaurant is giving you a reason to get up and get to Gibbon for a full breakfast menu Saturdays from 6 to 10. And all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet and fresh fruit bar on Sundays for only $5.95. And as if that's not enough to make the short drive to sunny downtown Gibbon, Sportsman's is doing a Sunday brunch buffet from 11 to 2 for only $7.95 as well. Sportsman's, giving you a reason to get up this weekend.
State Farm Insurance, Gloria LaDroid NC, encourages everyone to remember those who are serving our country and other lands this Easter. Send a care package packed with goodwill and best wishes. Happy Easter from State Farm Insurance, Gloria LaDroid NC, and Kearney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Don Beck and D-Club Asgrove would like to remind farmers and their helpers to always read and follow safety precautions and operating instructions before operating new equipment. Have a safe planting season, everyone. From all of us at Don Beck Irrigation, D-Club Asgrove and Minden, for seed and irrigation supplies.
This is Tony.
And this is Nick from Rich & Sons Camper Sales.
If you missed the RV show in January, we want to give you a second chance to see our huge selection of brand new and pre-owned RVs.
Stop by our spring open house now through Saturday. Take advantage of special pricing on every RV on our lot. Buy now and save big.
Need to finance your new RV? We have payment options to fit any budget.
So don't miss Rich & Sons spring open house going on now with the community pancake feed Saturday from 8 to noon.
Rich & Sons Camper Sales, the Midwest's best RV experience.
Like people, if you're going to stick two things together, you want them to stay together. GE Sealant's household silicone glue ensures a quality bond no acrylic glue can match. Waterproof, airtight, sun and freeze proof, this glue won't crack, crumble, or leak. This glue forms inseparable friendships with wood, steel, glass, porcelain, and many other surfaces. Grab GE Sealant's household glue at your local hardware Hank.
A real sports fan, you've probably already had one of everything from the kitchenette to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Well, now it's time to accomplish that feat again, because the Bullseye is expanding the menu. New pregame appetizers including Denver Cheddar Nuggets with Jalapeno, Boise State Bronco Nachos, and Spinach and Artichoke Dip. There's some rookies on the Bullseye roster, too. Cheesy Focaccia, Veggie, and Hawaiian Delight flatbreads if you're trying to keep in game shape. Remember that the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill is open early for breakfast till the last play of overtime. West 2nd Street in Hastings, across the street from the water park.
Partly cloudy skies will develop through the day today with high temperatures around 61. South winds will also stay gusty at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Then skies turn cloudy tonight as we'll see showers develop with a low of 37. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
That'll kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. Can't wait much longer.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. John Morris, the play-by-play voice at Baylor, is going to join us. Also, Matt Mitchell, head women's coach at Kentucky, as they get ready for Nebraska. And also, Brenda Van Langen from ESPN to talk about Division I and Division II women's basketball. That's all coming up. And don't forget, Doug and Daddy headed to Kansas City. We'll be there starting Monday as we let you know how the Huskers are doing. Of course, total recap of what's going on, special extended shows from 11 to 1, live from Kansas City, recapping the Elite Eight for the men and in between the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight for the women. And, Daddy, when you go on the road, buddy, I know sometimes you get a little sluggish.
Well, that's why you need to stop by somewhere before you head somewhere else. The number one weight loss store, sports nutrition, vitamin supplement store, is now in Kearney. Complete Nutrition is where it's at. You want weight loss, increased energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Men, you're talking about Charger. You're male, over 30 years of age. You need to hear this. Okay, stop what you're doing. You guys are building something. Just stop for a minute. You need to hear this, damn it. You feel like you're physically over the hill? Yeah, you do, because you're sore when you go home at night. Age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger's safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increased sex drive.
Do you have a core?
Yes, I do. A big core. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. Who doesn't want that? Complete Nutrition's where it's at. Call them today, 338-1-FIT, or check them out, CompleteNutrition.com.
Do it.
Hey, I think we're going to play this tomorrow. So, is it working for you? You know who doesn't take that anymore? LaDainian Tomlinson.
Well, he's over 40.
He's not a Charger anymore. Ha ha! What do you think about that? What do you think? Is that okay with you?
Excellent.
I'm glad you're happy. It's unbelievable. That's good stuff. I can't believe we're so far back in the pool. There's a couple of things going on with all this rain. Anticipated for tomorrow. UNK baseball is going to, they don't know what they're going to do. They're going to play a doubleheader today, starting at 3. Then, if it doesn't look as bad tomorrow, they may try and sneak one in. And if so, they'll play one. And if not, they'll play a doubleheader coming up on Sunday. So kind of keep it up to date at Lopers.com. Same thing for Hastings College. They've moved back their Bronco track relays. They're gonna run that on Sunday. So if you're heading over there for track, that's going on. UNK softball, they're welcoming in Western New Mexico. Again, one of those cases where the team probably, if it was from Colorado, could have been in today and they could have played. But being so far out on the travel, the farthest travel in the RMAC, they won't get here. They'll try and play a couple tomorrow, maybe one, and of course they can always, they love to play those triple headers, Daddy. They love triple headers.
Wears you out. A triple header. Unless you're taking Charger.
The Sweet 16 will wrap up tonight, and another Big 12 team is in action as the Baylor Bears will take on one of those Cinderella stories, St. Mary's. But Daddy, is Baylor somewhat of a Cinderella? They're new on the horizon. They got a great seed at 3. They've played very well. They've had one of the great turnaround stories in the country. And now they're favored in this ball game to move on to the Elite Eight. And a lot of people, even before the bracket, thought this could be a sleeper Final Four team, and they're not doing anything to disprove that theory.
Well, let's get closer to the program. Someone that's close to the program without being on the team is John Morris, the play-by-play guy. He joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. John, thanks so much for the time today. Do you consider this team a Cinderella team?
Well, you know, it's interesting how perception changes, isn't it? I think maybe up until last weekend, Baylor would have been a Cinderella in everybody's bracket. And then the seedings come out, and Baylor gets a number 3 seed, their highest ever. And then you match up with St. Mary's in the game coming up tonight, and St. Mary's, a 10 seed, just knocked off Villanova, and all of a sudden the roles reverse. And Baylor's the favorite, and St. Mary's is kind of the darling, so... You know, I think if you step back and look at it from where Baylor's come from, you know, to where they are in the Sweet 16 game tonight, that, yes, they would be a Cinderella, but maybe Cinderella changes, you know, changes colors each and every night of this tournament.
Well, John, I like Baylor heading into this tournament for the simple fact in following them a little bit. They are so athletic, and Doug hates this word, but they're so long across the middle. They're just very difficult to match up with.
They're tall. 7'6" would be tall.
But the wingspan of these guys is long, and teams don't match up very well with them.
That, you don't like the term long? You don't like that?
That's one of my little pet peeves, I guess. So, you know, I get it. Well, I get it. It's like, you know, at the end of the day, but whatever.
Right. Well, our coach uses it all the time. So I think there's some legitimacy to it in that not only tall, but long wingspan also. Our guy F.A. Udo in the middle is 6'10", and his wingspan is 7'4.5". I think that's kind of where that term comes from, more than just being tall. I think long is right. We got a 6'10" guy, Anthony Jones, who's on the wing, you know, which causes a lot of havoc for people, and then a 7-footer, Josh Lomers, in the middle. And, boy, we're going to need every one of them tonight, those inside guys playing St. Mary's that has a great big man in Omar Sanham.
You mentioned Sam Han. He's been one of the premier players in this tournament, taking over games at times. What do they do to stop him?
And that's the $64,000 question right there, because he has been dominant. He had 32 points in the win over Villanova. He's averaging 30.5 points a game in their two wins over Richmond and Villanova. And he's feeling pretty good about himself. Our guys have collected some tweets that he sent out. And I think it's going to serve as pretty good motivation for our team tonight, because with good reason, you know, he's feeling good about the way he's playing. And I think that's the key, or that's a key in the game tonight, is slowing him down. But they've got a couple of really good guards also. St. Mary's is a very balanced team, good guards, good shooting from outside, and then the good big man inside.
We're talking with John Morris, play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears, as they get ready for St. Mary's tonight. You mentioned tweets. How about your guards, Tweety Carter? Maybe he's the variable in this game.
Well, he's been great for us all year. He's a senior. He's a veteran. He's very unselfish. He led the Big 12 in assists this year, plus averaged over 15 points a game. And he has really blossomed in his senior year, but it's been a great four-year career for him. And he is the key because he is so unselfish. And as you know how important guard play is when you get to the NCAA tournament, and we've got a good one at the point in Tweety Carter, and we've got a good one at the two-guard in Lace Darius Dunn. So, again, we'd match our guards up against anybody we'd run into, I think.
John, how big is it that the game is being played in Houston?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I mean, when we saw the brackets and first went to New Orleans, which is, you know, within driving distance for our fans, but then knowing that if you won two games in New Orleans, it feeds into Houston, you just couldn't have asked for a better draw there because there are a ton of Baylor folks that are here in the Houston area. It's about a three-hour and 15-minute drive from Waco, so that's, you know, very doable for a lot of people. And just to be in-state is huge. So I think it could be a real factor tonight. I hope there's more green and gold in the stands than all the other three schools combined.
John Morris, play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going through it with our Husker women up here, and a lot of teams like St. Mary's are going through this, and Baylor's going through this for the first time. These kids have never been in this spot before. What's the most nerve-wracking or dangerous thing with advancing into this Elite Eight if they can do that?
Yeah, very good question there because you're right. It's uncharted waters for this Baylor team. They have never been to the Sweet 16. Now, put an asterisk by that, they were in the Final Four in 1948 and 1950, but that's when it was an 18 tournament, so there was no Sweet 16 when they went to the Final Four those years. I think what I've seen, and I've watched for it from our guys, is there is no sense of accomplishment yet. They won two games in New Orleans, first and second rounds, and even though those were big games for our guards who were from the state of Louisiana, back home, you know, first NCAA tournament win since 1950 for Baylor, they continued to look forward and said, we haven't accomplished anything yet. So I think they've got the right frame of mind coming into this game tonight, and if we're fortunate to win this one, then get either Duke or Purdue on Sunday. So, with veteran guys on the team, I am very confident that they've got their head on straight. They don't think that they've done anything yet, and they're going to keep on winning. So I think they're very well prepared to handle this first ever Sweet 16 appearance.
John Scadru's first appearance in the Sweet 16 as a coach, albeit he's been there before with his dad at Valparaiso and playing, I guess, at Valparaiso. Talk about his maybe what he's been through this week. Has he changed anything up, or is just everything just day at a time?
Yeah, you know, I asked him that same question. I said, "What's this week been like for you?" And he said, "Hectic." Beyond that, I think they're kind of, you know, dance with who brung you. Because this is a team that's won 27 games, finished tied for second in the Big 12 Conference, you know, and has a good core of guys like we talked about. So I don't think anything different, really. He is, Scott's funny in that most coaches are like this. They're looking for any edge in motivation that they can get. So after last week in New Orleans, we had a couple of Saints assistant coaches come to one of our meals and speak to the team, and they did a fantastic job. You remember the bat, the baseball bat that Reggie Bush ran on the field with?
Yeah,
for the Saints and the playoffs? They brought that bat to our meal, and they left it with the team. And they said, you got to bring the wood every time you go out there. And our guys were jumping out of their skin after that. So following those two guys speaking to the team last week, Coach Drew's, you know, kind of racking his brain on who can he get this week to follow up on a great job by those Saints coaches. So he's working on that. I think he's got a couple of ideas here in Houston. And beyond that, you know, I think it's business as usual for these guys. Stakes are obviously higher, but, you know, they just want to play relaxed and play the kind of ball that they can.
John, last thought. There's only two seniors on this ball club with Tweety and Josh. We need to be looking out for the Bears to take this into, I don't want to say dynasty, but just a Big 12 power over the next 3-4 and possibly longer.
Well, I hope so because, you know, they've recruited well. They spread out their classes. Like you said, we only lose two seniors off this team. They've got a parade All-American, a guy named Perry Jones from Duncanville, Texas, that signed that'll be here next year. So I think it is a very solid foundation for Baylor basketball, hopefully for years to come. But, you know, things have to fall right to get to the NCAA tournament and to get to the Sweet 16. So you just can't pencil that in as being a Sweet 16 team every year. But I think that the program is on very solid footing, and I think we're going to be contenders for a long time.
John, is this team talented enough to win a national title?
I think they are. You know, I saw Kentucky last week in New Orleans. They were there, and, man, they kind of blow your socks off with their athletic ability. And those are a bunch of freshmen, you know, who are fantastic. That's the best team that I've seen in person. But our guys are veterans. You wonder if at some point Kentucky's freshmen maybe realize, ooh, look what we're doing here, you know, and we've never done this before. But I think the way our team is playing, their chemistry is fantastic. They got a lot of firepower. They got a lot of different weapons. I think they really are capable of winning it all.
Well, John, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend, and maybe we'll be talking to you before a Final Four appearance. Thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck tonight with you and the Baylor Bears.
Well, guys, it's always great to be on with you. I appreciate it, and let's hope we have a reason to talk next week.
Well, that would be something, wouldn't it? That would be something, Tony. I still like Duke. I think St. Mary's can give them a game tonight, but, you know, Baylor's probably better. But it'll be, you know, St. Mary's 5 total losses on the year. I think they're a good basketball team.
You get down this far, I just think talent's going to eventually win out. That's why I think Baylor will be bounced. St. Mary, gone.
Easter's coming up. You're not much of a chef. You need some talent in your kitchen. Well, it all starts with the food you serve. From Troutman's Quality Meats, it's Grill's best friend, and it's Easter's friend, too. Reserve your Easter hams today, bone-in or boneless. They're so good. You got a family of 16. You got 16 people coming over for Easter. They've got the ham to take care of it. What if you've only got a family of 8, and they've got a family, and they got a 16 ham for you?
Well, then just take that ham, whack it into.
What if you're just having a small get-together, only 4 of you?
Quarter it up.
Prime rib, something different. How about a rack of lamb? Mm. They've got fresh brats and Italian sausage out of the smokehouse daily and certified Angus steaks, which you can grill up on your Green Mountain Grill. And, Daddy, folks are already getting the urge. The grills, I've been seeing them, smelling them around the area as you get ready for evening time of the weekend. The grills are already geared up. People can't wait to get outside and take their spring and summer activities. And why not? If you walked outside and you went, I want a grill, and you looked and you didn't have one, or you looked at yours and you went, how about the Green Mountain Grill?
Well, they've got the pellets, they've got everything you need, plus Kara will show you how to run it. He's got one. He knows what goes on with those grills.
6 days a week, they're there for you. Reserve your Easter hams today or get whatever you need for some great food while you're watching the basketball tournaments this weekend. See Carrie and the gang at Troutman's Quality Meats across from Bob's Superstore. It is the Grill's best friend, Highway 30 in Kearney. When we come back, it is the head coach of the Kentucky women's basketball team, Matt Mitchell, on the Doug and Daddy Show.
No matter what level of play, Dick's Sporting Goods is your baseball headquarters. We have more of everything to elevate your game at incredibly low prices. More bats with extra power and torque. More low prices on gloves with better feel and consistency. Dick's has more cleats from the best brands like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Reebok, and Mizuno. More protective gear, catcher's equipment, and batting gloves from the top brands. More training aids, apparel, and accessories at super low prices. See this week's ad for the best value on our largest baseball selection ever. If you buy baseball gear somewhere else, you'll pay too much. Every season starts at Dick's.
The last time I said good enough after finishing a job was, well, I can't recall. Because I don't do good enough or use anything multi-purpose on purpose. To free a frozen lock, nothing works like penetrating oil. Chain lube is the only thing I'll let near a motorcycle chain. And if it has to withstand the elements, it's gotta be white lithium grease. Because if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it right with Liquid Wrench. Find out which Liquid Wrench is right for your next project at liquidwrench.com.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
As you can probably tell, all this global warming has delayed spring a bit. But the great outdoors and golf await you with some nice weather around the corner. So stop by Indian Head for passes and punch cards. So that way you're ready for warm tee times on Central Nebraska's only GPS-equipped golf course, Indian Head. Call them at 308-381-4653. That's 308-381-4653.
The transition is complete. Schroeder Smoke Foods is now in the Conestoga Mall's food court. The move to the food court allows you to enjoy a sit-down meal with a buffet bar, potato bar, salad bar. Schroeder's is always the right call for takeout and catering, too. 308-382-1335. 308-382-1335. Schroeder Smoke Foods, also at their original location in Shelton.
Online at schroedersmokefoods.com, where the fire never goes out.
The Mountain Air Whole Home Purifier seeks and destroys pollutants in your house by producing highly activated oxygen that puts negatively charged ions in the air to seek and destroy odors, pollen, germs, bacteria, viruses, mold, and mildew, leaving your home smelling fresh as a rain shower. The Mountain Air Home Purifier can relieve symptoms associated with allergies, asthma, and respiratory problems. Without complicated dials or settings and no filters to replace, get your Mountain Air Whole Home Purifier at Motorsports Sales and Service, West Highway 30, Grand Island.
Are you covered? For Tiger Tough tarps, you need Hastings Canvas Company. Custom-made tarps, awnings, and boat covers. Plus, custom-made canvas products like air conditioner and generator covers, tractor umbrellas, and more. All custom-made to your specs. We've been in business for nearly 80 years for a reason. We're not happy unless you're happy. On the corner of Eastside Boulevard and 3rd in Hastings. Call today for a free estimate. 462-6615. Hastings Canvas Company. Tiger Tough tarps.
Partly cloudy skies will develop through the day today with high temperatures around 61. South winds will also stay gusty at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Then skies turn cloudy tonight as we'll see showers develop with a low of 37. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Well, Danny, we're getting ready to head off to Kansas City this weekend and see some great tournament basketball action. And as we did last week, previewing Nebraska's opponent, we want to do it again here today as they get ready to take on the University of Kentucky, who is fortunate enough that they've got men going, they've got women going. It's a big time.
But a big surprise here, Doug. Preseason 11th. 11th in the SEC. SEC Coach of the Year, Matt Mitchell, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, welcome to their show for the first time, and welcome to Sweet 16 for your first time.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you this morning, and I'm just really proud of our team. We're happy to be in the Sweet 16.
Matt, I don't think Nebraska and Kentucky were supposed to be playing in the Sweet 16 if you talk to all those experts.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and I certainly know there was nobody around the SEC that thought we were going to do much. So that's what makes you so proud of your players. And I'm not sure where Connie and her team were picked preseason, but I think it's two teams that just came together and didn't listen to what people outside the program said and just focused on becoming the best they could be. And so it should be an interesting matchup. We certainly have a lot of respect for Nebraska.
Coach, was that something you guys used as motivation early in the year?
Well, you know, we were aware of it. I think the best thing our kids did was not use it as disrespect or didn't think of it that way, because we had not done really, you know, very well the last couple of years. But what they did do is they recognized that we were a team that had some flaws, and if we didn't work extremely hard and if we didn't come together as a team and the sum be greater than the parts, that there's a chance we could finish 11th. So we didn't focus so much on the aspect of being disrespected. We just sort of used it as a wake-up call that we had to work real hard in practice every day, and this team did that.
Kentucky head women's basketball coach Matt Mitchell joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show in his third year with the Cats as they get ready to take on the Huskers Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Matt, your first-round opponent, first-round game seemed to be a little bit more of a tussle than your second-round game. Was that a nerve factor? Was that a matchup factor? Take us through those first two.
Well, I think that the first game was a combination of a few things. First of all, Liberty has a great program, and Liberty has some really good players. I was so impressed with the roster they've been able to assemble for a Big South team. They were a very good team, We had not played since the SEC championship game, which was almost a two-week layoff, and it's hard to stay in rhythm and stay sharp over that period of time, although the rest was good for us. But and then also just being the first time being on that stage, I think our team really wanted to win. I had talked with a lot of people that have more experience than I do in taking teams into the tournament, and a lot of people said the first game's really, really tough, and especially for a team like ours. So a little nerves, a little rust, but a lot of liberty just playing great and making it tough on us. So we were happy to get out of that game. They just rebounded the ball so well, so we had a tough time with them, but I thought we settled down a lot more the second game against Michigan State. That was a tough matchup for us as well, a lot more size than what we possessed. But I thought our team fought extremely hard, and we were able to pull away there in the second half.
University of Kentucky Wildcats women's basketball coach Matt Mitchell joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you're the SEC Coach of the Year. You've got the Player of the Year. You've got the Freshman of the Year. Tell us about those two special young ladies.
Well, the reason I'm Coach of the Year is because we have the Player of the Year and the Freshman of the Year. So don't mistake that at all. The probably any knucklehead could have sat over there and coached those two. They are outstanding players. Victoria, the Player of the Year, is just a dynamic athlete, very, very fast, great jumper, just can really get off the floor and make some things happen defensively, block shots, does a great job rebounding, and then has expanded her game offensively. She just was predominantly a low block player her first 2 years. She's expanded that out, has a little more shooting range, definitely a better ball handler and can get to the bucket. So she's a tough player, and then Adia, our freshman of the year, she had she was the only one that wasn't nervous in that first round. She had 32 against Liberty. It's remarkable for a freshman to be able to do that in her first tournament game. But she's a really explosive guard, can shoot the three, has a good mid-range game, really strong getting to the bucket. So those two players are very, very talented. And we're lucky that they're wearing Kentucky uniforms.
Coach, before the tournament started last week, we had some of the national pundits on. Brenda Van Langen from ESPN was one of those that we had on and mentioned that out of the entire bracket, maybe the toughest matchup for Nebraska at any point would be if they played Kentucky. Why would you and why are you going to be a tough matchup for the Huskers Sunday?
Well, I don't know how tough the matchup will be or not, and I think that we have our hands absolutely full of Nebraska. I think maybe what people are alluding to is that we are a pretty different type of defensive team. We have to be because we're not very tall. We're a very vertically challenged team. We play really tough pressure defense, or we try to every night out. It doesn't always work, but we just try to make it tough for people to get into what they want to do, and our players are committed and they work extremely hard. They're in great shape, and so we play a pretty up-tempo style. I don't know that a team that's 31-1 needs to be worried about anybody, but I think maybe that's what people are talking about. We play awfully hard and get after it, but so does Nebraska.
Coach, is that your biggest concern with Nebraska, is the lack of height with Nebraska having Montgomery and Griffin both?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, the good thing about it, though, is that that's been our challenge all year. We've virtually every game, certainly after we got into conference play, we were the smaller team. So we've had to use our quickness. And, you know, the players, it would not have worked if the players not committed to it. And they have worked very, very hard to put themselves in position to be an up-tempo basketball team, a team that can pressure on the defensive end. So, you know, it's definitely a concern. I just think Kelsey Griffin is one of the toughest players we have seen all year. So impressed with her. I mean, you just think about what she's been able to do, averaging a double-double, and she makes free throws, and she's shooting great from the field. I just am extremely impressed with her, and she'll be a handful for us to try to find some way to slow down.
Coach, that Rupp Arena must treat you pretty good, 17-0. You might as well play all the games there, huh?
Well, we'd be in really good shape if we can play all the games at home, according to our record. And I'm a little sad Nebraska's a higher seed because we're 21-0 in our white uniforms this year. So we'll have to put the blues on and, and go out there and play the Cornhuskers. But it's been a great year for us, and I just could not be prouder of our team. They are a great group of young women who have played extremely hard all year. So it's going to be fun, and it's great to go up against an opponent you have so much respect for. And I just hope our team's up to playing hard Sunday night, and we'll see where that lands us.
Coach, you have to get there fairly early on Saturday for all the media and get your practices in, and then basically you got all day Sunday. This happens to be the last game or one of the last two games of the entire weekend. What do you do Sunday to keep them focused and with that late start? I mean, an even later start for you guys. That's 10 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah, we'll get up and make sure we won't sleep in too late. We'll get up and get a good breakfast. And then we'll just try to fill the day with some mental preparation. So we'll probably have a film session before we go to our practice. And then when we come back from our practice, we'll give them some time to rest. And then we'll try to keep it as close to our routine in the afternoon as possible. But, you know, this time of year, it's all about, in my opinion, being able to keep your mental part of your game really sharp, and once you get into the game, to be able to execute, that's all a function of being mentally sharp. So we'll just try to keep their minds as sharp as we can, and we'll try to handle that long day waiting for the game. But we're just so happy to be playing and so honored to be playing in this tournament as one of the final 16 teams. I don't think they'll have any trouble being ready to go.
Are you guys getting as much pub as the men are?
Well, the one thing that's great about this town and about Kentucky is the passion everyone has for all the sports. And, you know, you hear an awful lot about our men's team, and you should, because they have done a great job of building an unbelievable tradition over many decades. So they deserve everything they get, and they have a wonderful team this year. But our local media and people around town just do a great job of supporting us. We're 15th in the country in attendance, and you know, so obviously people come out and see us play, and so we're getting an awful lot of attention, and it's a fun time of year here for Wildcat fans in Lexington. Certainly,
we don't have to worry about that up here.
No,
at least not right now.
Since you got into the tournament, Coach, you get the good seats to the Derby.
Oh man, I'm expecting. I've gotten good seats before, but man, I'm really hoping we can upgrade this year. We'll have to capitalize on everybody loves the winter, so we'll have to capitalize on that. And my wife Jen and I love going to the Derby, so maybe we'll get some better seats this year. I don't know, but it's a fun time around here right now. We just need to try to stay as focused as we can, try to take advantage of this great opportunity.
Well, when remember the little people, when you get those Derby tickets, you got our number.
I'll keep it, guys, and as soon as I find something out, I'll let you know.
Hey, Matt, we look forward to seeing you in Kansas City on Sunday, and a great season with the Wildcats. We'll see you Sunday night. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
Matt Mitchell, head coach of the Lady Cats of Kentucky, as they get ready to take on the Huskers coming up on Sunday night, and we'll be there. You going to get on TV?
I would hope so.
Should we send out a press release? Nebraska C2 State Tournament scoring leader will be in attendance.
That'd be great.
The autograph session outside the Marriott. We'll take a break back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brenda Van Langen joins us.
At Polaris, we only work in extremes. That's why we packed our Sportsman XP with 70 horsepower, so that any terrain will bow down to you. And we built our Ranger XP with an 800 twin EFI to all the trophy of your dreams. So we wouldn't make our deals anything less than extreme either. Right now, you can get up to $1,200 in rebates on select 2009 Sportsman, Ranger, and other models. Plus great financing and amazing deals on 2010s, all during the Polaris XP sales event. With up to $1,200 in rebates and great financing, it's time to stop dreaming and start riding. Polaris XP sales event. Get into your local participating Polaris dealer today, because deals like this on machines like these won't last long. Offer ends April 30th. Rebates vary by model. See participating dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. For safety and training information, see your local Polaris dealer or call 1-800-342-3764. The Polaris Ranger General Purpose Off-Road Utility Vehicle is not intended for and may not be registered for on-road use.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hi, this is Doug Duda, here to tell you about Premier Rental Purchase in Kearney. If you haven't seen their awesome store, jam-packed with the best products, then I'm telling you, you need to get down there today. Do you want that brand-new high-definition television in your home? Well, you can count on Premier with their 120-day same-as-cash and free guaranteed same-day delivery. Tell them Doug and Daddy sent you and get 10% off any cash and carry or rental purchase item in the store. Call 234-1414, visit them online at PremierNE.com, or stop in on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney across from Pizza Hut. It's March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. All month long, stop by and fill out your brackets for free and then earn points. Trade those points in for multiple prizes. Also during March Madness, participate in the Madness Pick'em Championship game and have a chance to win the grand prize. Don't forget they have the coldest beers in town and plenty of TVs to watch every single game. NCAA Tournament, March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, Kearney.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, here to tell you about our huge buy three, get one free tire sale. Right now, when you buy three premium Big O passenger tires, you'll get the fourth one free. We're talking about savings up to $130 on a set. Plus, at Big O, our premium 60,000-mile Bigfoot all-terrains are also buy three, get the fourth free, saving you as much as $200 on a set. So if you're looking to save 25% on great tires, get to Big O Tires now. Tires, service, straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Partly cloudy skies will develop through the day today with high temperatures around 61. South winds will also stay gusty at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Then skies turn cloudy tonight as we'll see showers develop with a low of 37. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Danny, the NCAA Men's Sweet 16 we've been talking about on the show today. We've had a chance to talk with the head basketball coach of Kentucky, Matt Mitchell, and getting a chance to talk with Matt Mitchell and Jeff Grease from the Nebraska Radio Network, and, of course, taking care of all the SID chores with basketball on her show later today. Brenda Van Langen joins us again this Friday as she gets ready to call the D2 National Championship game tonight. And Brenda, thanks for giving us some time again today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm glad to. Thanks for inviting me to your show.
Well, you're keeping so busy, D1 last week, D2 this week. I'm always interested. A lot of people say a lot of these kids that make the Elite Eight and D2 could play just about anywhere in D1 or play somewhere in D1. What have you seen this week in the D2 tournament?
I think that's definitely the case. I think the high-level players at Division II could definitely play Division I. And, you know, depending on maybe mid-major, some of them even for some of the bigger schools. But Emporia State is in the national championship tonight. They've got a sophomore named Brittany Miller who plays both volleyball and basketball, who's playing at that level because she can play both. But she is an incredible athlete and could definitely play at Division I level. And earlier this week, Franklin Pierce was eliminated. They were in the national championship game last year, and their leading scorer has over 3,000 points in her career, Joanna Leadham. And she will probably be on Great Britain's Olympic team, and she's playing Division II. So there's great basketball being played at the Division II level.
Well, for fans that haven't been following the women's Division II race, we got a little Armac flavor in there as well. Brenda, size up the matchup tonight.
You know, it's going to be fun. The RMAC is represented by Fort Lewis, and they've come in and played very well. They knocked off Franklin Pierce, who's the number two team in the country, because they've got five seniors on their roster, and they're very balanced. They're very connected defensively. They throw a lot of different defenses at you. They have balance on the offensive side. They're just one of those solid, fundamental teams that never gets too high or too low. And so I think they've got a really good chance of winning it all, and they're matched up against Emporia State. It's an interesting matchup for me personally because being a Kearney grad, you know, the RMAC is now the conference that Kearney is in, and of course when I played, Emporia State was in our conference, so I feel a connection with both these teams, and both have good young coaches and a lot of talented players, and so if people want to watch, it's tonight on ESPN2 at 7 o'clock, the Division II National Championship out of St. Joe, Missouri. It should be a good one.
Brenda Van Langen joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, you touched on it, Brenda. There's an opening at UNK. Have you sent your resume in?
No, I have not. I'm having way too much fun doing this television stuff. You know, it doesn't matter if you who wins or loses when you're on the microphone side of the broadcast, and I like it that way. And I'm sure that UNK will find a great head coach. There's been great basketball there over the years. I'm very proud of that program. So I'm hopeful that the next coach will do a terrific job.
Brenda, they let you take a break after this D2 game, or where do your travels take you next?
Well, I'll be in Kansas City to watch the Huskers play this weekend, and I have my own show now. It's an online sports talk show on sportsradiokc.com every Monday and Friday at 1 o'clock, so that will keep me busy throughout the year. As I shift out of basketball mode, we'll be covering women's sports all across the country. And then I will be going down to the Women's Final Four in San Antonio. This is the fifth year in a row I have the opportunity to be in the production truck during the Final Four, and I actually operate the Super Telestrator. So you're familiar with the Telestrator with the lines drawn on the court during a basketball game. Well, at the Final Four, they have a Super Telestrator that has triangles and squares and X's and O's and drop shadows and shading and all sorts of cool stuff. And it's too much for the analyst on the sideline to try to do during the game. So as an analyst myself, they invite me to operate that in the truck and then communicate with Doris Burke, who's actually calling the game. So any of the lines or the illustrations that you see on the Women's Final Four, that will be me behind the scenes drawing those.
So like somewhere in one of those semifinal games, you could just like make a big circle and say, and here's where Doug and Daddy are sitting.
Exactly. You know, we can do that. We can draw mustaches and, you know, all sorts of things on you. So, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Brenda Van Langen joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to talk Nebraska, Kentucky. You're going to be talking on your show here in just a little over an hour about with both sides from Nebraska and then Coach Mitchell, who we just had on our program. What are you most interested to learn more about from these two programs as they get ready for Sweet 16 appearances where they just haven't been?
You know, it's uncharted territory for both these teams, and I think it's going to be real interesting to see how both of them handle the pressure of being in the Sweet 16. Both teams have overcome great odds this year. You know, Nebraska was preseason pick sixth in the conference and won it in convincing fashion with the undefeated season. Kentucky was preseason pick number 11 in the SEC and ended up finishing second only to Tennessee. So I'm impressed with what Kentucky has done this year, and Matthew Mitchell has really turned that program around. They are a full-court pressing defensive team. They try to force you into a tempo you don't want to play, and it's going to be really important that all of the guards, not just freshman Lindsey Moore for Nebraska, but that Vonnie Turner and Dominique Kelly and everybody help out with the ball handling responsibilities, because I think that's going to be a real key in the matchup.
Brendan, another key in this matchup is going to be Victoria Dunlap going against our own Kelsey Griffin, SEC Player of the Year, Big 12 Player of the Year. Size up that matchup for us, would you?
What a fun matchup. You know, Victoria Dunlap is an incredible athlete. Her father played at the NFL, and her mother ran track for the University of Tennessee. So she comes by her talent naturally, and she is a terrific around the basket, as is Kelsey Griffin. And I'm really interested to see that matchup because I love the way Kelsey Griffin plays. She plays with such heart and determination and desire, and she is a true champion in that she finds a way when her team needs it most to get the baskets and to get the key rebounds. And so, you know, those two top players in their conferences battling, you know, one-on-one and within the team framework, I'm really excited to see that matchup.
UNK alum, and ESPN's Brenda Van Lang, and joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brenda was at the region with Oklahoma State coming against Georgia, and then Georgia winning in overtime. Brenda, that was yet three great close games in that regional. But overall, as we're down to the field of 16, the Sweet 16, what's caught your eye the most? Here, I guess it was Texas A&M bowing out. Was that the same for you, or do you have another couple of things?
Yeah, you know, it was disappointing after following the Big 12 all year and seeing how well A&M played in the Big 12 championship, see them lose to Gonzaga. But, you know, Gonzaga had only lost to A&M by 4 in December and hadn't lost a game since. So, you know, it's a tough matchup for A&M, but I still thought they would advance farther. And, you know, Oklahoma State, it was a close game. It was a really close game, obviously, overtime against Georgia. They had a chance to win that. And then Texas bowing out in the first round at home was a disappointment. But the fact that there are four Big 12 teams still in it, Baylor going to be matching up with Tennessee, and Baylor holding a Big East team in Georgetown to 33 points in the second round was just amazing to me. And I'm real intrigued to see that matchup between Tennessee and Baylor, because they played the first game of the year this year, and Pat Summitt, the legendary coach from Tennessee, for the first time in her career, started the game in a zone defense because of the matchup against Brittany Griner, the 6'8 freshman from Baylor. So I'll be real interested to see how Tennessee defends Baylor and how Baylor defends Tennessee. And then, of course, Iowa State came on the national scene, really, in 1999 with an upset win over the University of Connecticut back in 1999. I don't think they're going to pull off the upset this year, but Bill Fenley's always got something up his sleeve, and he's got a great point guard in Allison Lacy, and some strong freshmen as well. So they'll battle, but UConn is just way too good this year.
Brenda, maybe I don't hear enough about people holding this committee accountable for where they send people. I think to send a two-seed like A&M where they sent them, shame on the committee. Then they give Texas a home game. Shame on Texas for losing there.
Hmm. Yeah, it's part of the growth of the women's basketball game still. You know, a few years ago what they did is all top 16 seeds got to host their first-round games. And they thought to grow the game, they needed to go to at least predetermined sites. And so the evolution was then schools can submit a bid to host a first and second round. So, you know, Oklahoma and Iowa State and Texas all submitted a bid and won this year. And so when you submit a bid, you get to host your home game. So that's why those teams got to host their home games. And you're right, Texas should have been able to take advantage of that and win that game. That was a bad loss for them. Then the next step of it is they seed the teams, and they seed them according to the region, not the first and second round sites, but the region. They put them in the closest region based on their seeding order, and then they place them at first and second round sites. And, I thought A&M probably should have gone to Tempe, Arizona, where I was, but it was surprising they ended up going to Seattle and being matched up against Gonzaga there. But it's still part of the evolution of the game, and, you know, at some point they'll be all neutral sites, but we want to see better crowds at first and second round games, so they need to have games near places that are going to draw crowds. And so that's what's behind some of the decisions at this point.
Well, folks, don't forget you can go online, sportsradiokc.com, and hear Brenda's show this afternoon at 1 o'clock, and watch her tonight with the Division II National Championship between the RMAX Fort Lewis at Emporia. And Brenda, as always, thanks for the time, and hey, we'll see you down there in Kansas City this weekend.
Well, thank you. I look forward to it. Just one more quick thing. I'm actually expanding my broadcasting. I'm going to be doing some softball games as a play-by-play announcer this spring, so maybe when we get to softball season, we can talk a little softball too.
Hey, that sounds great. We look forward to it. Brenda, as always, thanks for the time.
All right, see you in Kansas City.
Oh, that's going to be fun, Brenda. Well, thanks so much again. Brenda Van Langen joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Man, you better start following her around. Get more pub for yourself, Daddy.
There you go. Expanding, taking over places. Everyone's got health care, taking over the world. That's what we like.
It's like the kid that just lost interest right there. He just lost interest.
What's wrong with you?
Tri-City Storm on the road this weekend. They're playing tonight at Omaha at Lincoln. Tomorrow, Lincoln has suspended four of their players that will not be with them for the final 2 weeks of the season, including former Storm player Josh Berge.
Yeah, that's just too bad. I just hate the Stars so much that I'm just so hurt by that.
Jabba Chamberlain's coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah, so vying for that eighth inning spot. That's not where he wanted to be, I don't think.
Well, a year and a half ago, we weren't talking Jabba Chamberlain being a starter. We were talking Jabba Chamberlain being the number two guy.
Yeah.
Now he's not in the first five. Weird.
Yeah. So
maybe he should come on the show.
I'm afraid, though.
Yeah. Nebraska and Oklahoma tonight. You can hear Husker baseball as well on the Breeze 94.5. You can hear the hockey on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. UNK track and field. They've signed 11 athletes, including Dylan Snyder of Kearney High. Also coming in, Morgan Fisher from Wood River and Macy Steinhauer from Sutton are among the Central Nebraska athletes that will be joining Brady Bonzel and Andy Myers' squad. Folks, keep it up on the Lopers website, Hastings College website, the Huskers website. With all this going on this weekend, you don't know how the weather is going to affect things, so keep an eye on that. And finally, again, high school activities yesterday, a little bit of soccer, a little bit of baseball. Kearney High tennis beat Holdridge 7-2. Kearney Catholic beat Hastings 9-0. And the Lincoln High Golf Invitational. You know, it was a nice day to play a little golf. And Kearney, who struggled a little bit last year, takes second in their first meet of the year by just three shots to Norfolk. Norfolk 3-10, Kearney 3-13. Papillion La Vista South was third. And Tyler Irwin of Norfolk is your medalist with a 74. Kearney's Austin Broadfoot, second with a 76. Do you know who Austin Broadfoot is?
No, but I've heard of Pee Wee Broadfoot. I bet that's one and the same. Congratulations, Pee Wee.
There you go. Hey, we want to thank all the fine folks who joined us on the show today, starting with the head women's basketball coach at Kentucky, Matt Mitchell. They play the Huskers Sunday night at 9. Brenda Van Langen from ESPN and the play-by-play voice for the Baylor Bears, who play St. Mary's tonight in the men's tournament, John Morris. Monday, live from the Sprint Center, Kansas City, the Doug and Daddy Show will be there as the Husker women hope to advance to their first ever Elite Eight, brought to you in part by UAP and the fine folks at Dynagrow and Family Physical Therapy. Lots of great guests and plenty of breakdown on Monday in Kansas City, where Daddy really only cares about the food.
We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska, ESPN Radio Superstation.
Have fun at Fauna tomorrow.